The Leslie Marshall Show, a true democracy in talk radio. Of, for, and by you, the people.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine, having the honor and privilege to fill in for Leslie Marshall this week. And I'm taking one day off from election stuff. Don't worry, I'll be back tomorrow and we can talk about things like Scott McClellan's endorsement of Barack Obama today. Wow, when's the last time? I know, when's the last time an ex-presidential spokesman for one party supports the other party in the next election? But we're going to save that till tomorrow. Because, you know, not everything going on politically in the country has to do with the election. I know that's hard to believe. But, we did Barack Obama and John McCain the last 3 days. We'll do them tomorrow, too. But today I want to talk about some things outside of that. We talked about the proposition in California to deny gay people equal rights. But there was also a hearing today. It's still going on in Congress in the House Oversight Committee. And my very, well, I don't know if he's my favorite. He's one of my favorites. He's right up there. He may be my favorite. My favorite member of Congress, Congressman Henry Waxman, who used to be my congressman when I lived in Los Angeles, California, was grilling former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan. And Greenspan, let's face it, I mean, you know, I have my disagreements with him, but he's a very intelligent man. You know, he ran the Federal Reserve for 14 years. Alan Greenspan was shocked to learn that CEOs, bank executives, were gambling. I mean, you got to think of Claude Rains in Casablanca, right? Shocked to know that gambling was going on underneath his nose. Well, that was Alan Greenspan. He was shocked to learn this. And he had the decency, now after we're in huge crisis and we're in big trouble, to admit that he had made a mistake. Greenspan, of course, is the one who pushed in 2000 to let derivatives markets, these new credit swap markets, to be unregulated. And if you don't understand what happened in the economic crisis, let me give you a very quick primer. It is not the case, repeat, not the case, that the subprime mortgages caused this crisis. It is not the case that the stock market collapse caused this crisis. In 1929, there was a stock market collapse in October 1929, but that didn't cause the Great Depression either. It was the reaction to that stock market crash, namely Herbert Hoover, who was raising taxes and balancing the budget and cutting spending, and particularly cutting any aid to poor and middle-class people, that led to the greatest depression of modern times. Now, what caused the massive financial crisis we're in right now, the massive, unfortunately, recession that we are entering right now, was not the subprime mortgages. They were the catalyst. But if you understand science, you know that the catalyst is merely that last drop, that straw that breaks the camel's back. The problem is the camel was overloaded to begin with. The real cause of the crisis is these things called credit derivative swaps. And if you don't know what a credit derivative swap is, well, then you're a lot like the CEOs of these various banks that bought 65 trillion of them. They didn't understand how they worked either. Let me explain to you, as best I can, what credit derivative swaps are and how they worked. You see, the government regulates insurance, and that's good. That means that if you pay your insurance company and there's a claim, they have the money to pay off their claims. Well, a bunch of banks realized that the subprime mortgages were not a good business investment. As I pointed out an hour ago, actually the ones working for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac weren't as bad as the banks that were not part of the Community Reinvestment Act of 1977. They weren't trying to lend to poor people because they felt they had a congressional mandate to do so. They were just doing it because every time you do a loan, well, the loan guy gets paid off, the bank people get paid off, you make a lot of money from these subprime loans. And if you don't care if they ever pay it back, well, you know, you're okay. But the banks were worried. They knew these were bad loans, so they decided to buy insurance. But they didn't buy, and they bought, if you will, mortgage insurance. In other words, they would package together all of these subprime loans in one big security consisting of, 1,000 bad loans. And I don't know why they would think 1,000 bad loans would be any more trustworthy than one bad loan. But they packaged them all together, and then they would buy insurance from the same companies, companies like Lehman Brothers or AIG. You've heard of these companies, or Bear Stearns. The same companies that sold them the bad mortgages on the market, they'd sell them this insurance. But they couldn't call it insurance. You see, if you call it insurance, then it's regulated, and the government makes sure you have the money to pay it back. So they called it credit derivative swap. You see, it's derivative because it's derivative of the overall mortgage market. It's credit because it's a credit. It's money going back and forth. And it's a swap because that makes it sound like a barter, an exchange rather than a sale. In other words, it's a bunch of fancy legal Wall Street gobbledygook designed to get around the fact that insurance markets are, thankfully, regulated in America. And these things were not. And in 2000, Congress looked at regulating these things, and Greenspan was very much against it. He said at that time that it's working well, and he said that, now he understands he has a serious problem with credit derivative swaps. You know how many credit derivative swaps are out there? Well, let me give you an idea, okay? The national debt is about $400, $500 billion. It was $264 billion surplus under Clinton. We got about $500 billion. That's our budget deficit, how much we owe each year. Together, that makes the national debt. We had about $4.5 trillion national debt when Bush came to office. We have about $10 trillion now. Huge, the national debt. It's more than doubled. $10 trillion. Guess what? That's dwarfed by credit derivative swaps. One estimate, and it's hard to say because no one has a true handle on this because these things aren't regulated, so they have to take surveys, which I understand is imperfect. But the best survey they've got shows that $65 trillion in credit derivative swaps are out there. Six times our massive national debt, which is 20 times our budget deficit, which is the largest in history. That's a lot of money, my friends. A lot of money. In fact, let's do some math here. $65 trillion carry. That's $20 million per American citizen. I think, if I did my math right, it may only be $20,000. Whatever it is, it's a huge amount of money. And, of course, it's not all in the United States. My point is this. Alan Greenspan did not want to regulate at the time, and now he's shocked to see it didn't work. And what's he shocked about? Well, he's shocked because he's learned that bank executives, lo and behold, cared more about their salaries than their banks. Now, he's an economist. Why would he think that someone wouldn't care about what helped them personally? Why not? I guess he didn't understand basic economics. He didn't understand basic capitalism, which I support. I support capitalism. Capitalism to me means if you succeed, if you make good business choices, you make money. If you make bad business choices, you fail, you lose it all. Golden parachutes, my friends. They are the reason why these credit derivative swaps weren't regulated. That's the reason why the business has made the mess. And that's the reason why we're in the mess we're in today. Let me go to Joe in Andes, New York. Welcome to the show.
Great show.
Thank you.
Thanks for the explanation. Can I lead off with a question?
Go for it.
So the credit derivative swaps.
Yeah.
So basically what happened is the actual loans go bad, and then so they have to pay off on the loans, and then the insurance goes bad, so they're getting like a double whammy. Is that right?
Kind of. It's actually a little more complex than that, but I'll be happy to explain. What happens is they bought all this insurance, okay? And then what happened is this was also at the House Oversight Committee today. There are these agencies, which surprisingly enough are not government agencies, these credit rating agencies, things you may have heard of, Standard & Poor's and Moody's. And they are not, it's amazing to me, but they're not regulated by the government. But it's their role, and they're these respected agencies, to say, okay, these are good loans, they're AAA, okay, these are fair, these are triple B, okay, these are pretty bad, they're junk, they're C. And what happened is, they were rating these credit derivative swaps as good investments even when they knew they weren't. There were emails going on back and forth where one guy says, well, I sure hope we get out of this before the whole house of cards collapses, smiley face. So what happened is when a few, and that's why the subprime loan crisis was the catalyst. When a few loans started to fail, and a few of these insurance contracts had to be paid back, and at first they were paid back because Bear Stearns used to be a functioning company, and then it started to people started to say, "Well, wait a minute, I need to make sure that I've got my insurance." And it was a house of cards. The little card started pushing them over, and then the credit agencies had to recognize these things weren't as good as they said they were. They dropped the credit rating from AAA to BBB. They started lowering it, and then people got really scared. Everyone started selling this, and the market for them, you know, went away. And now nobody wants to buy or sell any of them. And that's why Paulson wants us to buy them ourselves. But you understand it's a little trickier than that. But basically, that was the catalyst that caused the crisis.
Okay, that's great. Thanks for that explanation. I watched Greenspan a little bit today on CNN while I was doing the. I work at home. I run a small business, and it's actually called Andy's New York, like in the
Excuse
Andes
me.
Mountain.
I apologize.
That's okay. And I was watching it a little bit, and you know the thing. I would venture that Alan Greenspan is a much smarter man than me.
He's a very smart man. I don't doubt his intelligence.
But the thing, I just don't get how somebody that intelligent could also be so naive to think that people can regulate themselves.
Well, I mean, you know, I'll tell you where it comes from.
Case,
go ahead.
If that was the case, then we wouldn't have to have any laws.
That's true. You know where it comes from? People think that the market is a self-regulator. And there's some truth to that. If you own a small business, as you do, Joe, you know, and I don't know, what's your business, if you don't mind my asking?
Well, I run a small music. I'm a musician.
Great. So you run a music store.
I run a band, a music company, and we do music for weddings, and we do
okay,
music
all right,
for,
I gotcha. All right, so let's say you run your band really well, you've got really good music, you're giving the people what they want, you make a lot of money, you do well. And if you make bad choices, if you go to a wedding and you play funeral music, you know, or one of your singers can't sing, then you lose money. The nice thing about a small business is it works purely under the capitalist system, which I support. You do well, you make a good product, you sing a good song, you do well. You do a bad song, you know, or you lose money. That's the way it's supposed to work. That's free market. I support that. The problem is with the really big companies, the big corporations, is they don't have these free market ideals, because the way it works is with golden parachutes. If an executive takes a bunch of risks and he makes a huge amount of money for the corporation, he gets hundreds of millions of dollars. But if he fails, like this great McCain supporter, Carly Fiorina, used to be the CEO of Hewlett-Packard, she failed, she messed up, the company lost money, and she still walked away with $40 million. Michael Eisner at Disney screwed up, the company lost 40% of its value, he walked away with $250 million. So if you have a system that pays people when they do well and pays people when they fail, you shouldn't be shocked like Greenspan is, that they often fail. They often take risks. In your small business, you're punished. When you might take a risk on this new song that you're not sure if people are going to like at weddings, and if people love it and it's the next best, the next Macarena, whatever, then you make a huge amount of money. That's good. But if you fail and do a song nobody likes, you get punished. And because these corporate executives did not go under the market, because they were not punished for making bad decisions, that's why their companies failed. That's why Greenspan is shocked that the free market didn't work. I think he's a smart guy. He should have gotten it. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. Back with more after this.
You're listening to The Leslie Marshall Show. Truth for all sides of the spectrum. 888-6-LESLIE.
And now for the bonus round. If second place is the first loser, who came in last?
Billy.
Correct. Nothing rhymes with orange. What color are my boxers?
Duh, they're blue.
Correct. What's the affordable way to rent DVDs?
Netflix, with plans from only $4.99 a month.
Correct! Netflix! Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Plans now from only $4.99 a month and never a late fee. Start your free trial today. Netflix, it's that easy.
With a change in season right around the corner, Ace is helping you save energy around your home. Now through Monday, buy compact fluorescent flood light bulbs on sale for $4.99 each. For 2 years in a row, Ace has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction among home improvement stores by J.D. Power and Associates. For expert help and friendly advice, get to your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place. Sale prices good at participating Ace hardware stores while supplies last. See store for details. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
You look worried.
My doctor said I'm going to get serious about my blood pressure.
So did mine. He recommended Amil BP.
The naturally derived ingredient in Amil BP has been clinically shown to help maintain healthy blood pressure. Amil BP is safe and has no side effects.
I take Amil BP every day.
Oh, like vitamins.
Exactly.
Maintain healthy blood pressure with Amil BP, available at Walgreens, CVS, and other retailers near you.
I'm here to tell you that Geico.com is easy to use. I bet you already knew that. A website that's convenient and fast. Well, really, had no idea. Of course it's fast and easy. Now, allow me to go off script and tell you why Geico.com is so great. First, you can get a free rate quote right then and there. You can update your policy, make a payment, even report and track a claim. There's the news. There's the big aha. Sorry, just had to get that off my chest.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
50,000 watts of pure power. You're listening to a new voice, a new choice. AM 1520.
I'm Steve Tasker for West Herb, where they've cut deals to the bone. They're digging deep to get you the vehicle you want. The deals are scary good.
Okay, Steve, we know Halloween's coming. I'm Fred Reed from West Herd Chrysler Jeep, West Herd Dodge Sprinter. And we do have some deals right now on used vehicles that will give you goosebumps. Beautiful 08 Caravan and Town & Country minivans start at $15,900. 07s at just $13,900. And a great selection of fuel-efficient 4x4s, Nitros, Liberties, and Patriots to beat the snow. At West Herd Chrysler Jeep, West Herd Dodge Sprinter, you have access to all of West Herd's vast used car inventory. Over 800 to choose from right now. 800! Nobody else comes close. Don't go somewhere else and settle.
See dealer for details. Ends 10/31/08. West Herb Chrysler Jeep Dodge Sprinter on Southwestern Boulevard in Orchard Park. Best people, best price, 800 vehicles. Which is best for you? Get it? Which?
Welcome to West Herb, New York.
Drive a seat. We'll put you in the drive a seat. Leah.
Leah Honda, the Buffalo Niagara region's number one volume Honda dealer, is smashing October with two lease payments that can't be beat. Get to Leah Honda for a 24-month lease on a new 09 Accord LX for just $99 a month, or a new 09 Honda Pilot, only $299 a month. Leah Honda has these cars in stock now. 12,000-mile lease plus taxes and fees. Accord $42.95 down, 24 months. Pilot 36-month lease, $24.95 down.
Leah!
Leah Honda has unbelievable savings on pre-owned vehicles. Leah carries every kind of used car you can imagine. Honda, Toyota, Nissan, Hyundai, and domestics. Plus, Leah's new Say Yes credit department can arrange financing for just about every situation. When you buy a used car at Leah, you will save money. Transit Road in Williamsville or online at leahcars.com. Open every day, including Sundays.
Drive a seat. We'll put you in the drive a seat. Leah.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine filling in for Leslie Marshall. I've been talking about Alan Greenspan's testimony today before the House Oversight Committee. You know, of course, who Alan Greenspan is. He is a former Federal Reserve Chairman for 14 years, and he said that he made a mistake, quite a mistake, in opposing regulation of these credit swap derivatives in 2000 that I argue are the gasoline. If subprime mortgages are the match, the credit derivative swaps are the gasoline that fueled this massive credit crunch that we are under right now. He said he made a mistake in believing banks would protect their shareholders and their own firm's equity. He actually thought that the CEOs and directors cared about shareholders. Does he not know how the corporate world works? Oh, they tell you they care about you. Oh, sure they do. They have to. But at the end of the day, when you pay a guy, whether he succeeds or fails, then he doesn't really care about you that much. If anything, that's, wait for it, socialism. Isn't it capitalism to say if you succeed, you're rewarded, and if you fail, you lose money? Isn't it socialism to say that if you succeed, you get money, and if you fail, you get money too? Seems to me that these corporate CEOs were socialist. Maybe that's why the whole system failed. Waxman said, quote, I still do not fully understand why it happened. Obviously, to the extent that I figure where it happened and why, I will change my views. Good. A little late, but good. He's a smart man. He's being honest. He admitted he found a flaw in his ideology. That's precisely the reason that he was shocked. So was he shocked like Claude Rains in Casablanca? Shocked! Shocked to know that gambling was going on? Or did he most likely put on his ideological blinders? And he said, well, you know, I believe in free markets. I believe in corporations. They're regulating themselves just fine. Well, maybe Alan Greenspan learned a lesson about economics. Good for him. Bad for us. Maxon in Niagara-on-the-Lake, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mark. Listen, these guys, I make a few comments and you can comment on my comments.
Okay.
Please do not insult socialism.
fair enough.
What we have, listen to this term, it's called ripotalism. You know what that is?
I don't.
Where you socialize the losses and privatize the profits.
That's correct. That is a much more accurate description. You're absolutely right.
Karl Marx invented socialism, but he was a brilliant man, but he did not understand human nature. Marx was an unbelievable person, but he did not understand socialism. But what these guys have committed is ripotalism on our system, and they knew exactly what they were doing. These guys, Greenspan, the senator who changed the rules, I can't remember his name, from Texas.
Phil Graham, of course.
Phil Graham.
Yeah, that was McCain's advisor until he complained that we were all whining about the economy.
Exactly. Phil Graham, these guys turned, as a matter of fact, if you look at the regulations, he said that they would not treat the bank as a gambling casino. They knew exactly what they were doing.
It's crony capitalism. You're absolutely right. I was wrong to say it was socialism. By the way, we have to take a break, but you can stay over if you want. I was wrong to say it was socialism. Maxon got it right. They privatized the gains and they socialized the losses. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543, back after this.
Are you part of the 65% of Americans struggling to make the minimum monthly credit card payments? Do you know that 90% of that monthly payment goes to interest? Want to stop the payment merry-go-round?
Yes. Someone please help me with my credit card debt.
You can finally rest easy. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Relief USA, 800-426-1084.
Debt Relief USA helped clean up my credit problem and save me tons of money in interest payments.
Debt Relief USA can get you debt-free in less than 36 months. Call the debt specialist, 800-426-1084. That's 800-426-1084 for Debt Relief USA.
Real psoriasis sufferers get real results from Dermarest.
The psoriasis on my knees, the itchiness can drive you crazy. I have tried everything. Dermarest is the best product I have ever used.
Dermarest psoriasis provides complete relief, removing scales, letting healthy skin grow. And now Dermarest is improved with a unique zinc complex that moisturizes and reduces redness. Feel your best and look your best with Dermarest.
Hello, Dermarest. Goodbye, psoriasis.
A new voice, a new choice, and 50,000 watts to back it up. The voice of the new majority, AM 1520, WWKB Buffalo.
Are you worried about making money in this economy? Well, I'm not, and you shouldn't be either. Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. The strategies I'm teaching right now can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Best-selling author and millionaire maker, Laurel Langmire, has personally coached hundreds of people into financial freedom. Laurel can teach you how to grow your bank account fast, even in this economy.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Did you know that fortunes are made in recessions? I can show you how to make more money this year than ever before.
Get started with Laurel's book, Millionaire Maker, and her powerful CD. creating massive wealth in today's economy, a $75 value.
You can do this. And to get started, I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book and a bonus CD for free.
Just pay a small shipping fee and you can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Call 1-800-281-9195 for your free book and CD. That's 800-281-9195. 800-281-9195.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-990-6602. That's 1-800-990-6602. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health and other factors. Not available in all states.
Men and women, if you've got 10 to 30 pounds or more to lose, please listen carefully. Guys, many of us tend to overeat. We eat too much red meat, fast foods, and processed foods. This keeps the belly flabby and keeps our bodies overweight. Ladies, have you ever said, "I feel fat today," or do you have this bloated feeling? And how many of you have been trying to lose the same 10 to 20 pounds for years? There's a healthy and faster way to lose weight. It's called EverCleanse, a proven weight loss and detox formula that helps you lose weight and get rid of the waste that some experts say is trapped to the colon walls like spackle or paste. It's simple, too. Natural, tasteless crystals that dissolve in any food or beverage. You see, EverCleanse gets rid of the weight you can't take off by starving yourself on a diet, and it's not something you have to take for the rest of your life. Visit us at EverCleanse.com or call now to receive a very special offer.
Visit us now at EverCleanse.com or call now for a very special offer. The number is 800-948-8157. That's 800-948-8157. Call for your special offer. 800-948-8157. That's 800-948-8157.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. Just a half hour to go. I really enjoyed my time here. My name is Mark Levine. I am filling in all this week. If you want to find out more about me, by the way, you can go to my website, radioinsidescoop.com, and I even read your comments on the air oftentimes. Today's show is called God's Guns, Gays, and Greenspan. It's the 4G show. So if you want to comment there, let me know what you thought of tonight's show, or have a comment that you want me to read on air tonight or tomorrow. I will definitely take a look at it. Just go to radioinsidescoop.com and check it out. I was talking with Maxon from Niagara, and I had joked before that what happened was socialism because the people were paid whether or not they did well in their business or not. And Maxon corrected me, and Maxon is right. See, I admit when I'm wrong. Maxon is right. The gains were privatized, the losses were socialized, and it would be an insult to socialism to say anything otherwise. So I apologize for my incorrect statement. Maxon had it right. What else did you have to say, Maxon?
Mark, I must say you had a brilliant analysis a few days ago explaining how trickle-down economics did not work. But I really think that on CNN they did an expose of these 10 guys who brought down the country. And I really think that these guys should be called on the carpet. They should change the evidentiary rules against them and give them all community time for a year to punish them for what they had done. Because the American people are the hardest working people on earth, and they really, really deserve somebody to pay and somebody to, you know, to pay for their misdeeds when they have been, you know, put through this $750 billion nightmare. And the problem is that we have these derivatives, which I really believe it's about $100 trillion worth of this cancer, and it's going to take about 2.5 years for it to go through the system.
Right, right. $65 trillion is what I read, but listen, these are numbers that are so huge, people can't even conceive of it. I mean, $65 trillion, a trillion has 12 zeros, okay? A trillion is a million billion. Excuse me. It's 1,000 billion. Oops, I want to make that way. It's 1,000,000,000,000. It's so 1,000,000,000,000. 65,000,000,000,000. That's a lot of millions. That's a lot
is
of money.
Is there not 2 trillions? One is English and one is American?
Yeah, no, I'm looking at the American. The American trillion. Okay. You're okay. Right. No, you're right. You're right about that. No, an American billion is 1,000,000,000.
Exactly.
And an American trillion is 1,000,000,000,000. And
right.
That's the number that they're using. But here's the thing. Go ahead.
These numbers are so stupendous. I just want to make one more comment. I'll
go
get
ahead.
Off the air.
Okay.
I think really you should explain to the American people the idea of false consciousness also about what the Republicans have done in the marketplace and how a lot of the middle-class people have come to believe that they will get ahead under false consciousness when they won't. They have to change their attitude to get
It's a good point.
And Republicans out of here.
Okay. It's a good point. And thank you for your call, Max. And I thought that was a terrific call. Look, I think that there are many people that confuse small business with big corporations. They understand how small businesses work. I had that wonderful caller, Joe, I think, from Andy's, New York, who runs a music business. And he runs a small business. He knows how it works. He runs a band for weddings. If he does a good song, a really popular song, you know, he does it well, he plays well, he doesn't make any mistakes, he gets good singers, whatever, he's going to make a lot of money in his business. If he makes bad choices, he's going to lose money. That's capitalism. That's the free market. I support that. Absolutely. And in fact, so does Barack Obama. One of the things he's doing, in fact, is he's giving special benefits to small businesses. The problem comes when you have the corporate form. The corporate form is designed to limit liability. That's what a corporation is. A small corporation, basically, you incorporate so that if your whole business goes bust, you're okay, your house is okay. They don't go after you personally as long as you don't commit fraud, and your business just loses the money. So already there's a separation when you have the corporate form between a corporation and a small business. Because a small business, you get the profits, you lose the losses. In a corporation, right? If you own the corporation, you make the profits, but if your corporation loses so much money it's in debt, you just declare bankruptcy and you're gone. So that's already a separation. Big corporations have a further separation from small corporations. You see, the way big corporations work, I'm talking about the massive ones, the AIGs of the world, or the Bear Stearns, or the whatever, Exxon. Okay, they're the ones trade on the New York Stock Exchange. They're worth billions and billions and billions of dollars. And I understand that you need big corporations. I'm not trying to ban big corporations. You know, they serve a need. But the problem is that the shareholders who own the corporations technically don't really own it in reality. See, because corporations go to states like Delaware, sorry, Joe Biden, but like Delaware, where they have very, very lax regulations. It comes to the point where you're taught maybe as a kid, oh, who are the owners of corporations? Shareholders. That may be the answer on the test, but it happens to be wrong in reality. Just like I can tell you in Congress, they may teach you that a majority of members of the House pass a bill, it becomes law with the Senate. That's not true. It's not true at all. It takes a majority party, has to put it through the Rules Committee, and that may require the majority of the majority. It's far more complex than that. The Senate, too, it's not a majority. There's filibusters. The point is that they may teach you in Economics 101 that the shareholders own the corporations, but they'll teach you in Economics 201 that for all practical purposes, they don't. And the reason they don't is that shareholders have elections much like they used to have in the former Soviet Union. They have one director running for every seat. And if shareholders want to put forward another candidate, they have to spend for these big corporations millions of dollars to send out these proxy forms. And a lot of times the companies themselves own the shares, so they get to vote for themselves. Or maybe their pension plan owns the shares, they get to vote for themselves. It's extremely difficult to dislodge a corporate director. In fact, it is so rare that in the 500 largest corporations, I don't think it's ever happened. I mean, someone needs to tell me if I'm wrong on this. I don't think it's ever happened. That's proof that these elections are a sham. One of the things, for all the attacks on Barney Frank, one of the things my old boss, currently the chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, wanted to do was to allow shareholders to actually have a meaningful vote to control these corporations. Now, if you believe in capitalism, if you believe in the free market, what is wrong with that? Doesn't that make sense? You're the one investing. You're the one putting your money in the stock market. Shouldn't your vote have reality? Shouldn't you have two people for every seat? Heck, if we had that in politics, we would say this is a sham. But that is why big corporations are not like small corporations and nothing like small businesses. And the people, this is the false consciousness thing that Maxim was talking about. I don't know that I would use that kind of language as sort of a Marxist language. But I think what he's talking about is people presume that because small businesses work a certain way, that big businesses, you know, are just bigger. It's not true. My friend Joe, who runs his music business, suffers if he makes a mistake. My non-friend Michael Eisner of Disney does not suffer when he makes a mistake, and neither does Carly Fiorina, and neither do all these executives that Maxim was complaining about. Let me tell you my solution to those executives. You could put them in jail, but you know what? That's not enough for me. That's not enough for me. I would actually do something far worse to them. I would take every penny they own. I would render them homeless. I would put them under a bridge with some other homeless person and have them, you know, share a cigarette and some rags. Frankly, in some ways it's too good for them, right? Because the homeless person isn't in jail. But they spent our money. They took my money. They took my money that I didn't even invest with them. I don't have any investments in Lehman Brothers or Bear Stearns or AIG. I don't own any of that stock. And yet they took my taxpayer dollars to bail them out. And I understand that it's essential. I get it. I don't know that I would have structured it that way. That's a separate argument. But I understand a need for a bailout bill. I get that. But in essence, they took my money. They stole from me. I want it back. I want to repossess all their cars. I want to take all their homes. I want to take all their statues and all their trips and everything and leave them under a bridge with another homeless person. And I want it forbidden for them to own a home or anything for at least, I don't know, 2-3 years. Now, I'm a liberal. They can still go to the soup kitchens. They can still go to the men's shelters. I'm okay with that, you know. And if they get their piece of food stolen by somebody else, well, you know, that's just the way homeless people have to live in America today. Let them see how so many Americans live and try to make a living and do it without cheating anybody. And maybe they're going to steal their friend's cigarette. Who knows? But to me, that's the only kind of punishment that these CEOs will listen to. And yeah, I'd ban golden parachutes too. Toll free, 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. We'll be right back after this.
Leslie Marshall, straight and on point. 888-6-LESLIE.
We couldn't have asked for a better day to break out the PWCs.
I know, this is great.
Whoa, whoa, what is that?
Oh, that's my new theme music. GEICO helped me save so much money on my PWC insurance, I hired a band to play my own theme song.
Huh, do they know Freebird?
Saving you money on your PWC insurance is our business. What you do with the money is your business. GEICO Power Sports. Insurance for all the things that move you.
The holiday season is right around the corner, and Ace Hardware is helping you stay one step ahead with expert advice and everything you'll need to make sure your home is ready. Like Ace Royal Paint, starting at just $19.99 a gallon. For more great deals now through Monday, get to your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place. For 2 years in a row, Ace has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction among home improvement stores by J.D. Power & Associates. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-801-6378. 1-800-801-6378. Call now. 1-800-801-6378. 1-800-801-6378.
Election season is just around the corner.
And as the candidates make their final speeches, it's time for all New Yorkers to exercise their right to vote. And that right includes the opportunity to use accessible voting machines that are designed to give all voters the ability to vote independently. For more information on these new voting machines, visit vote-ny.com. On this site, you'll find a short video demonstrating how to use these machines, as well as information about your voter registration status, how to update your address, and your polling place location. In New York State, we take voting seriously. Visit vote-ny.com or call our voter info hotline at 1-800-367-8683 and discover for yourself what's being done to ensure that you leave your polling place satisfied and confident in the election process. Sponsored by the New York State Board of Elections in conjunction with the New York State Broadcasters Association.
Do you think getting a good job in Buffalo is a lost cause? Are you an employer who feels that all of the best job candidates have left the city? Are you employed but having problems? The answers, along with many other job-related issues and topics, can be found on Buffalo Works, Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 on KB Radio 1520. Join expert host Joan Gracie, president of APA Solutions, as she explains exactly how Buffalo can work for you. Call Buffalo Works, Sunday mornings at 9 on KB Radio 1520.
October is Century 21 Open House Month. To celebrate, we attempted to contact the guy who decides what holidays go on calendars. After months of research, it turns out no such person exists. In any event, October is still Open House Month. Just mark your own calendars. Go to century21.com, your local Century 21 office, or call 800-C21-GOLD and let our agents put you on the path home. Century 21, the gold standard. Century 21 Real Estate LLC, a Realogy company. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine filling in all this week for Leslie Marshall while she takes a well-deserved vacation. And we've covered the gamut today. Gays, guns, God, guns, gays, and Greenspan. And now we're talking about Alan Greenspan and the failure of the credit derivative market. Ray in Holland, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, welcome. You're on the air.
Mark. First of all, I want you to know that I really enjoy listening to your program.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's not condescending like some of the regulars, but here's what I wanted to say.
Tell you what, call your local radio station. Tell them to put me on regularly. How you like that? That would help me out a lot.
I
could talk to you every day. Because right now you have to go to my website.
But here's the thing. You just described a whole lot of feelings that you have about these corporate executives who have the golden parachutes that make money no matter which way they go.
Right.
I would have to suggest if people would read history, the history of the world, the history of the last 1,000 years, 500 years, 200 years, you know what they used to do with them? They cut their damn heads off, put it on a pike, and marched it down the street. And they left it hang up there until the maggots ate the flesh off.
Now, that's one option. That's one option.
You might think that's a little extreme, but I'll tell you that.
I hear where you're coming from. I'm not going to disagree with you. I hear where you're coming from. I'm pretty angry at them myself.
That'll stop the problem. You know, we have the federal government going in here right now, bailing out these banks, right?
Right.
And just 2 days ago, Goldman Sachs comes out, and I've got the name of it written down, this guy that recommended. He says, sell Citibank short and buy Morgan Stanley. Now, what the hell is going on here? We're trying to help these banks, and here Goldman Sachs is saying, sell Citibank short. Shorts should be prohibited. There should be no short selling.
Well, and Goldman Sachs had to join with a bank because they had done so much unregulated trading that they themselves were in danger. It goes, obviously, I'm sure you know, that our Secretary of the Treasury, Hank Paulson, it was a Goldman Sachs person.
Uh-huh.
You did know that, didn't you?
Is he protecting his own bankroll?
I'm told he's worth $500 million. I wouldn't mind taking some of that to bail out his own problems. I mean, you know, you have the foxes watching the hen house here. And, you know, the thing about killing them all and putting them on a spike, I'll tell you this. Kenny Boy Lay, that's what George Bush used to call him. He was the greatest single contributor to the George Bush campaign. After Kenny Boy Lay lost billions of dollars for Enron and actually stole billions of dollars from California consumers when he manipulated the electricity prices, he was convicted. And right before he was to go to jail, he conveniently had a heart attack. And the scary thing is that under current law, that means that the fines that were going to at least take the money from him, you know, he was going to jail, but most importantly, all the money he stole, the houses and everything, were going to be taken from him. But apparently the law says that if you die while your case is up on appeal, then they don't do the forfeiture laws, which that law needs to change. My point is this: Kenny Boy Lay died and still got away with it. And that makes me more angry than if he'd lived and gone to jail. So, you know, even your head on a pike idea, doesn't necessarily solve the problem.
It doesn't solve it.
But it makes us feel better, doesn't it?
It sends a message.
It does.
It sends a message.
It does send a message. I think them living homeless under a bridge would send a message too, but I'm not going to dispute you there. Ray, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Let me go to Ralph in Belgrade, Maine. Ralph, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Yeah, everybody's talking about these trillions of dollars that everybody's lost. But I got to tell you, it's still a lot of that is in the country, but it's in the pockets of the people that have kind of gouged the American public in the last 7-8 years. I built a house in 2005, and I'll tell you, I spent a lot of money building that house, a lot more than I should have. Plumbing, electrical, roofing.
Did you hire Joe? Is that why it cost you so much?
I'll tell you,
because I understand Joe the plumber has really high rates. He's making $250,000 a year. John McCain's telling him.
Money.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish your story.
So it's in their pockets. They overcharged people for 6 or 7 years, and the real estate agents, and the insurance agents, and the car salesmen.
And you know what? I knew it was a bubble. My home went up in value. It's gone down again, but it went up in value. And I remember I said to my dad, you know, if I wanted to leave my home, and I don't, I like my home. If I want to leave my home, I said to my dad in 2006, I'd sell now. There's clearly a housing bubble going to go on here, but it's going to crash soon. But, you know, I didn't want to leave my house, so I'm still there.
The money's there. It's just now those people need to spend it. That plumber that was getting $90 an hour, he needs to spend some of that money.
Well, I'll tell you, some of it is evaporated. I don't want to pretend that's not true. I mean, people's 401ks, a lot of people have money in the stock market, and
but
that money is just
pocket.
Evaporated. Well, not necessarily. See, if you sell enough stocks, the price for them goes down, and that doesn't mean that everyone gets all that money. If you have a stock it's at $100, okay, and, you know, 50 people sell it, so they make $5,000, but then the price drops. I don't know. I'm just making up numbers here.
It drops
in half. There may be many more than 100 that have that stock that's left. So the few people who cashed out, most – it is true when they say that trillions of dollars have been lost. That's true.
Right. But a lot of it's in some pockets.
No, some of it's in some pockets. I'll tell you who has a lot of the pockets. It's the people we've been borrowing from for the last 8 years.
Right,
China,
right.
Saudi Arabia, you know, our owners. The people we have to treat with respect.
Interest rates have been too low too long, and that's hurt. That's hurt. The too many people.
Well, that's true. And that's, again, Alan Greenspan's fault. Greenspan, I got to tell you, this isn't the first time he's wrong. When I first started working in government in 2001, Alan Greenspan, and it's amazing, just to say the words, I know you may not believe me, you gotta look it up, I swear to you it's true. In 2001, Greenspan argued that the Clinton surpluses were so huge at $264 billion a year that we were gonna pay off the entire national debt of $4 trillion at that time. And when we paid it off, we were gonna have this huge problem because we wouldn't know where to put the extra money and should the government invest. We don't want the government investing in banks and things. So because that's gonna be a massive problem, we're gonna pay off the national debt. He supported the Bush tax cuts. Now, The real truth is, obviously, Greenspan knows that it's the president of the United States that decides whether or not to reappoint the Fed chairman. So he was sucking up to the new president, much as actually Ben Bernanke is already doing to Barack Obama, saying he supports Obama's surplus plan, stimulus plan. So he was saying something ridiculous. We're going to pay off the entire national debt. I remember thinking at the time, God willing, we should pay off the entire national debt, and then we can have the tax cut, you know? I mean, that's like, oh, my God, I'm going to win the lottery, so therefore I don't have to worry about paying my bills. It's like, win the lottery first, and then we'll talk about it. So Greenspan, this isn't the first time that he's wrong.
One other thing, Mark.
Okay, real quick, because I got one more caller. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. If we get some of that Iraqi oil to help us pay off these problems.
Well, that's one thing that Obama supports, making the Iraqi government pay for it, and I strongly support him. Thanks for your call. Let me very quickly go to Marco in New York because he's only got 1 minute. Marco, 30 seconds. Tell me what you're thinking.
How you doing? I'm just expressing my feelings on Obama's economic plan.
Okay, real quick.
A little against it, taxing smaller businesses, I don't think is going to work, because how are these small businesses that are already downsizing going to be able to pay their...
I'll answer your question, Marco. Wherever you heard that Barack Obama is taxing small businesses, you heard wrong, because 98% of small businesses will see their taxes go down. He actually wants to end capital gains for new small businesses, so that tax goes away. And for the 98% of small businesses that make under $250,000, they get a tax cut. Only those businesses that make more than $250,000 per individual will get a tax increase. And honestly, I don't know that I consider those small businesses anymore. I think they're getting pretty big. Thank you, Marco, for your calls. Thank you, everyone, for your calls. Again, my name is Mark Levine. If you like today's show, let me know. Go to my website. Go to RadioInsideScoop.com. RadioInsideScoop.com. Go post on today's show, God, Guns, Gays, and Greenspan. Let me know what you thought of the show, agree or disagree. And if you want, I'll read some of your comments on air tomorrow. Tomorrow we will go back to the McCain-Obama race. You know, I couldn't desert it for too long. We got to talk about the election. It's just 11 days away, and if you haven't voted already, make sure you vote on Election Day. This is Mark Levine, signing off.